You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class for a Thursday here at KGYM. Lot to get to on the program. Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. And most importantly, you out there, our listener. 319-366-1600. That is our text line if you'd like to reach out to us today. And any day, that is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joins us. It is our Off the Glass segment brought to you by Chris Lehman, a Coldwell Banker realtor. Find out more by going to shootershomes.com. We'll talk college hoops exclusively with Kevin coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about tonight's Iowa-Purdue game. Look back at an overtime win last night on the road, a big one in the Big 12 for the Iowa State men. We'll talk about that a little bit and a whole lot more coming up on the program here today. 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, that is our text line. As you listen in on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. Also, the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, please download it if you have not done so already, as well as your smart speaker. And, Mark Dukes joins me on a very nice Thursday afternoon, albeit cloudy. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, Scott. Doing well. Hope everyone is as well. And yeah, we're above freezing. How about that?
Yeah. Well, not for long. It's supposed to drop tonight. But for right now, we're pretty good, sitting at about 35 degrees. So we will definitely take that. As we mentioned, a lot of college basketball talk to get to here today. But to start things off on the program, your Chicago Bears, Mark, have a brand new coach, a brand new leader to take them into 2022 and beyond. One of two coaches named today. The Denver Broncos also naming their new head coach, the successor to Vic Fangio, today.
Yeah, the Bears hiring Matt Eberflus, a 51-year-old former defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts. Frankly, I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup before today, Scott. Who knows if he's going to be any good? I mean, he comes highly recommended. So have a lot of other guys. He's a defensive guy. I want to see who he hires as an offensive coordinator. Go from there. I mean, he might be the next Andy Reid. Or he might be the next Matt Nagy.
Who had one good year?
Well, 2 500 years and a coach of the year.
Yeah, that's about it. I know I kind of see where the Bears are coming from as far as this hire is concerned, because the last time around, and they went offense. And a lot of people that are Bears fans kind of wondering, scratching their heads a little bit. I think the only thing that people are, I don't even think concern is the right word to use. I think the word would be curiosity on what's going to happen next. You're right, as far as an offensive coordinator is concerned in Chicago, because they went offense last time. You usually don't go back-to-back with a guy from the same side of the football. So I can see absolutely perfectly clear why the Bears went with a defensive guy this time. Colts always have a very, very solid defense. Nothing spectacular there, but I think he will help an already good Chicago Bears defense. Now, what's going to happen as far as Justin Fields on that side of the ball, I think, as I talked about earlier, that's going to be the question for Bears fans.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. I trust Ryan Poles and others to come up with a pretty good offensive coordinator. Eberflus will get his guy. The offense certainly needs to improve. There's no question about it. That's Captain Obvious material there. So that's my big thing right there. What are they going to do on offense?
Yeah, that is the big thing right there. And the other hire today, the Denver Broncos. It could be back to the future here, Mark. We'll see. Nathaniel Hackett, the Green Bay Packer offensive coordinator as of late, is the new coach of the Denver Broncos. My point taken again. Vic Fangio was a defensive guy. Nathaniel Hackett is an offensive guy. And I think the Broncos have figured out in the AFC West, you've got to have a decent defense, but you better be able to put some points on the board to hang with the Chargers and the Chiefs, and even to a certain lesser extent, the Las Vegas Raiders. So enter Nathaniel Hackett. And now, of course, all kinds of rumors circulating out there, maybe even more so than before, that Denver definitely could be a landing spot for Aaron Rodgers for 2022. Something similar to what Peyton Manning did at the end of his career to ride into Denver, kind of a ready-made situation, and win a Super Bowl. Not saying that that is going to happen in Denver, but the rumor mill has definitely started. There are weapons galore in Denver. Two really good backs in Williams and Gordon. And you got Jerry Jeudy, Patrick, a big-time target at wide receiver for Denver. And then some guy named Noah Fant at the tight end spot who might blossom if an offensive guy comes in there and the right quarterback comes in there to lead the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, Denver's definitely has a nice roster with a lot of interesting components. And whether Hackett can come in, I mean, people are connecting two dots right now. A former Packers offensive coordinator goes to Denver. Rodgers might have a desire to leave Green Bay. Will he follow his offensive coordinator? I think it's a bit of a stretch right now, but maybe not such a big one.
The other thing is you need a defense in Denver, and right now Denver's defense is pretty awful. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Yes, 42-22. We got a new Matt and we got a new Ryan. I don't even want to go there. It says 42-22.
That's a coincidence. Come on.
Ralph, I am not taking a shot at the lowly Raiders. No. I said the Raiders, the offense for the Raiders is not as good as the Chiefs and the Chargers. Raiders still are a playoff team.
Maybe Ralph wants you to take a shot at them.
I'm not taking a shot at the Raiders. The Raiders are a good team. I am not taking a shot at them. Hey, they were a playoff squad. Your playoff squad, and except for the Eagles. You're pretty good. And the Eagles are going to be better next year. 319-366-1600. Better on the field. I'm not sure the record will be better. But at any rate, I would never do that to my brethren, the Las Vegas Raiders out there. So there you go. Football news coming out today. And there'll be more. Byron Leftwich is rumored to be very close to taking the job in Jacksonville, where he was once a quarterback and a coach as well. And I think that would be a good hire as far as the Jaguars are concerned. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But still some openings as far as the National Football League is concerned.
Yeah, indeed. And there's a quarterback opening in Pittsburgh as Big Ben made it official, retiring after 18 seasons. And a lot you have to be done in the NFL. And I would imagine the next few weeks may be pretty interesting.
Yeah, pretty interesting as well. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM here today. Basketball tonight at Carver. Top 10 rated Purdue comes to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. The 6 rated Boilermakers at 16-3, Iowa at 14-5. We're going to talk more in depth about this with Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. Obviously, this is a huge game for the Hawkeyes. Huge game for Purdue as well. Boilers right now with 3 Big Ten losses. Now, one of those was a half-court shot by Rutgers on the road. But still, this is a Purdue team that pretty much, if they want to get a regular season championship in the Big Ten Conference, they cannot afford to drop a fourth game this early as far as the Big Ten play still in January is concerned. Am I wrong about that, Mark?
Yeah, you might be able to afford four losses. But Purdue, two out of the three losses in the Big Ten have been on the road. You mentioned that Rutgers game, and then just recently when Indiana snapped, a nine-game losing streak against Purdue. It's surprising to me the Bakers are only about a bucket favorite in this game. Odds makers expect it to be in the 70s, as it was last game when Purdue won 77-70 in West Lafayette. But I think it's a tough ask for Iowa, but we'll see.
Zach Edey, Travion Williams, maybe even bigger names tonight. The two bigs as far as Purdue is concerned. And then Iowa, it's going to be a very interesting matchup like it was in West Lafayette as far as who is going to be covering who. I think we're going to see Ogundele tonight. We could see Mulvey tonight. We could see some zone tonight because I just don't know if Iowa's got enough guys to cover the two bigs in the middle if they're both in there at the same time, which they have been before to quite an extent as far as each game is concerned. And then Sasha Stefanovic has been absolutely shooting the lights out as of late as far as Purdue is concerned. But then again, not sure who Purdue is going to have guard Keegan Murray. And if you remember, Mark, Keegan Murray did not play the first time around between Iowa and Purdue.
Yeah, that was going to be my point. Keegan Murray with an ankle injury sat out that game, and Iowa still nearly erased a 19-point deficit. Iowa can't afford to get down 19 tonight because coming back from those types of games are exhausting and sometimes nearly impossible. But, yeah, I'd be interested to get into things with Kevin Lehman, the various matchups, and who the key players are. Travion Williams had a terrific game over in West Lafayette.
Get the rumor mill started here, 96-63. Stoking it. He says, I have friends that work with the Steelers. Rogers has been in Pittsburgh more than once this year. Ooh. By the way, Ben Roethlisberger officially retiring today as the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It would be weird to see Aaron Rodgers in any other uniform than the green and gold of Green Bay. I think it'd be really weird to see him in a Pittsburgh Steeler uniform.
Yeah, you thought that of Manning as well, though, right?
I did.
And definitely Brett Favre. These things do happen. Rarely does one player, one quarterback like Roethlisberger play his entire career. And he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, right?
True.
See, I like to play the name game. I don't like to look up statistics. Just throw out a name. Roethlisberger, Hall of Famer? Yep.
Yep.
A.J. Pierzynski? Nope.
For our teams, yes.
You know what I'm saying, though. I like to play that kind of game.
He's going on the Ring of Honor, man. No doubt about that. And for the Twins and the White Sox. 86-99 agreeing with you, Mark, that it's a very strange line. Purdue being only a 2-point favorite. And I'm sure that's due to the fact that Ivy could go play or not play. We will see that. Thank you, Brad, on my on my timeline. Get ready, Kansas City. Here comes Aaron. 319-366-1600 at 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. How about Iowa State last night, Mark? Big-time win for the Cyclones. They needed it. They got it on the road to go to 3-5 as far as the Big 12 is concerned. 15-5 overall as the Cyclones in overtime in a really fun game beat Oklahoma State 84-81. Even the Cyclones' good defense was tested last night as I thought both teams played very, very well. In the ball game, Iowa State shot 53% for the game, 43% from three-point range. You don't have to look a whole lot farther than that.
Road wins are priceless, right? And Isaiah Brockington was tremendous, 26 points, and a quad one win, right?
Got to think. Got to think.
That's important. No doubt about it. Tyrese Hunter and Caleb Groh were good. Good, solid road win. We'll see what Kevin has to say about it.
It was the formula for an Iowa State win. You know what you're going to get. Brockington has to get his. Hunter has to get his. And then somebody that you don't expect to get theirs got it. Caleb Grill last night. 5 threes off the bench for Iowa State. As he was 5 of 7 from range last night. 15 points. And yes, Brockington was needed. Hunter was needed. Caleb Grill was the difference last night.
I think so, too. Let's not, paint a different picture than what it is. Oklahoma State's a 500 team and below 500 in the Big 12. But it has proven to be a very capable team. So, I mean, again, anytime you go on the road and win a basketball game, I mean, this is Oklahoma State team that went to Baylor and won. So, it's a tough league.
It is. Maybe the toughest league in America. We'll ask Kevin that. Also, big road wins last night for both Drake and UNI. UNI did what they had to do, go to last place Evansville and come away with a win. It was a little bit tighter than I think the Ben Jacobson would have liked, but UNI wins it 64-59 last night. A.J. Green had 18, Nate Heisey with 12. Noah Carter and Burhau both with 9 points last night. And then Drake, an overtime road win at Illinois State last night as the Dogs win it by one, 89-88. Drake's got 15 wins, America. Drake's going to be a 20-plus win team this year again. And they upped their schedule. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see how the committee perceives the Drake Bulldogs this year.
Well, the league has tightened up. Loyola is on top at 6-1, Drake at 6-2, and Missouri State, which knocked off Loyola and then promptly got beat. Missouri State, Northern Iowa at 6-3. So a lot yet to be determined in this league.
Yeah, Drake's net is still only 101. Right now, Loyola's is 25, so the Ramblers are looking good at 15-3. Missouri State has won 15 as well, and they are firmly on the bubble right now at 65. They really got help with that win over Loyola. And if you're Drake and UNI, you either A, win the Valley tournament, or you better beat Loyola at least once, if not twice this year. So that's going to be pretty much... that's going to be the formula as far as the Missouri Valley Conference is concerned.
Yeah, I would suspect so. Loyola is at Drake this coming weekend, I believe, or Monday, one of the two. So that would be very interesting.
By the way, there's a 4 o'clock Big Ten game today. Talking about interesting. Wisconsin and Nebraska, I believe that is a makeup for one of the COVID games that Nebraska had to postpone. Big Ten Network's going to have it at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, as Wisconsin will go to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. I'd watch this one if I'm a Badger fan, because it's a throw this game in there at a weird time, and just there's a lot of different minutia to this one.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries? Wisconsin no. wins? Well, they should. I mean, Nebraska's awful, but you still got to go and play, and it's not one that was up there and added, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. We'll talk with Kevin Lehman about that coming up at 3:30 as well. 319-366-1600. And I agree with our texter. MVC should be perennially a two-bid league. And I agree, but... the quad system has really hurt the mid-majors. The old system before this was beneficial to the mid-majors. And then you could say the Power Fives got together and said, we don't need this anymore. We don't want to go to Cedar Falls to play and other places like that. So, and then they can't get those games unless they're at a neutral site, and that's a whole different situation right there. So It's tougher, no doubt. It is tougher for the Loyolas and the Drakes and the UNIs and the Belmonts and people like that, which I don't think is good.
And now Illinois-Chicago coming into the league. We'll get Kevin's impressions on what that brings to basketball in the league. But, I mean, there's a dozen games or so left in the regular season, plus conference tournaments. So much to be decided yet.
We got a long way to go. It's only, January the 27th right now. 319-366-1600. I don't know if, and I don't want to take anything away from your scoreboard, Mark. I'm not sure if you have this on there about the news coming out of Des Moines today as far as the high school ranks. Were you going to talk about that, or can I go ahead?
Yeah, but I always over-prepare, Scott. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. This is troubling news and sad news, really. KCCI television reporting today that this fall, Des Moines Hoover High School, Metro Des Moines School, is not going to have a football team. They will not have the Hoover Huskies playing football this fall. They are going to, at least for 1 year anyway, we'll see what the future holds. They are going to go into a sharing program with a yet-to-be-determined Des Moines Metro School. I'm not exactly sure who that is. They are going to talk about it. Could be Lincoln. We'll have to wait and see. But Des Moines Hoover, and it is a school that has had enrollment droppage quite a bit over the last 20 years or so. In fact, Hoover is now in girls sports. They are a 4A. They're not even a 5A school anymore. They're a 4A. But last year in grades 9 through 12, Hoover had less than 40 players out for football. And so they are going to be not having a varsity football team this fall. And that's troubling and sad news, Mark.
Yeah, and we've had local schools go through numbers problems. Jefferson, which is changing football coaches. Washington has had numbers problems. Hoover right now, the 45th largest school district in the state with 755 students in grades 9 through 10. That's just about 100 fewer than Cedar Rapids, Washington, which has dropped, as we know, to 4A in football. So I think Hoover's head coach recently took another job in the Des Moines metro area, didn't he?
At East, yes.
Yeah.
At East. So, like I said, troubling situation right there in the Des Moines Metro. And unfortunately, I think it may get worse before it gets better. And not only in Iowa, but in some of the other schools, both around the Midwest and around the country. So, too bad. Too bad right there. I want to let everybody know, coming up tomorrow, not only do we have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. We'll give one of our lucky listeners a chance to win that coming up tomorrow on the program. Also, Mark, we are going to have a chance for one of our listeners. If you are 21 years of age or older, you're going to score an Iowa Lottery prize pack tomorrow, courtesy of all of us here at KGYM. And right now there is a Code Green jackpot alert. Do you know what the Mega Millions is up to right now, Mark?
I do not, but I have to go out after the show. Tell me.
It is north of $400 million.
Well, that's enough for me to play.
Yeah. So there you go. And we're going to give you a chance to win. All you need to do is listen to our show tomorrow, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. So anytime between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to have two winners per show. So we'll have two, and Alex and Todd will have two. And you're going to get an Iowa Lottery prize pack containing 10 $2 Powerball plays plus an Iowa Lottery t-shirt. So that will be coming up on both the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn tomorrow. So tune in. We hope you tune in every day, but tune in tomorrow in particular. All right, 329. I'm going to throw it to you, Mark. Speaking of our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall, behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot, we've got an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for him.
You didn't think Jeff Fisher was going to coach again? Well, he is. He's the new head coach of the Michigan Panthers in the United States Football League, which begins play in March. Fisher, a longtime NFL coach. Caitlin Clark just got another assist, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Upon review of the film of the game against Penn State, Clark was credited with another assist in that game, raising her total to 18. She had previously believed to have set the Big Ten assist record, single game assist record at 17, but it is now 18. And now a little love for Division III wrestling. One of the great rivalries is tonight in Minneapolis. Number 1 Wartburg goes up against number 3 Augsburg. 7:30 start. They didn't wrestle last year because of COVID, but that should be a whale of a Division III match.
It's the Battle of the Burgs. They have a traveling trophy on the line for that one. And as well they should, because they've been the two biggies as far as Division III wrestling. I know Coach Owen Coe would like to intervene with that this year, and very well may. We'll see.
Yeah, Wartburg wrestles Loras and Coe, two highly ranked teams, next week as well.
By the way, Division III National Wrestling Championships right here in our fair city at the U.S. Cellular Center. That will be coming up and in March. We'll talk to Dick Simmons about that as it gets a little bit closer, but mark that down as far as your calendars are concerned. All right, 3:31, we're going to take a break. Come back. The coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us after a weather forecast and this short break. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Thursday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it is going to be warmer today, but still breezy. We'll have a high temperature around 30 degrees, and that'll be ahead of a cold front that moves through today. That is going to lead to the chance for a few flurries, and we'll send temperatures back down below zero tonight. We'll end up around -3 tomorrow morning with wind chills around -10 to -15. Tomorrow, we'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll still be cold, though, with a high around 10. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Are you missing football on Thursdays as much as I am? Well, you can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you win or lose, FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. Just one of many reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. They have an easy-to-use app, it's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursday. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code COON to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fandle.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Give your bathroom a makeover and save big money on everything now at Menards. Add the finishing touch to your bathroom project with towel bars, paper holders, robe hooks, and towel rings from Delta. With over 22 collections to choose from, find something to complement any decor. Right now, all Delta bath accessories are on sale. During Menards, more bang for your buck sale. Prices are good through February 6th.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, like the lift? How about getting paid for it? Start as a loader now at Keurig Dr. Pepper and earn $19 an hour. After 90 days, they'll bump it up to $20 an hour. Not bad for keeping yourself in shape, huh? And this is a Monday through Friday gig, so hello weekends off. You get 1 week paid vacation your first year, a 401k, medical, dental, all that good stuff too. Become a loader now for Keurig Dr. Pepper. Just text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info, or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter. And it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
3:34, we are back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. And we've got NBA basketball coming away a little bit later on tonight. Late night NBA basketball. And that will be coming up at 8:30 this evening on all of our frequencies of KGYM, as it will be, as I take a look here, the Los Angeles Lakers. No, 6 o'clock. It's not late NBA basketball. At 6 o'clock tonight, Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers coming up tonight. And again, we'll have it in all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. And a little birdie, as we bring in our friend Kevin Lehman, the coach, for our Off the Glass segment. It is brought to you by Coldwell Bank and real estate professional Chris Lehman. And Chris has over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and surrounding areas, and visit him online at shootershomes.com. I am not sure if this is Chris or not, but we have a little birdie telling us to wish you, Kevin, the middle child, a happy birthday.
Well, Scott, if he's mentioning the middle child, I'll guarantee it's a little brother, Chris, because he loves to rub that one in on that birth order. Evidently, the middle child has some issues in the birth order.
Well, happy birthday, Kevin, and no better way to do it than to take in some good basketball, right?
Yeah, I tell Mark I have a land shark tonight, and I'll be happy. Here's the thing, Scott. Now I can use those senior tees all the time, and I figure I'm one step closer to Social Security benefits.
Hey, more importantly, you moved up one level of tees. That's the most important thing.
Wait until you go apply for Medicare, Kevin.
When I golf, and you and I golf outing, just how competitive you guys. You remember Brian Hine? I always played with Kevin Boyle, but they always want me to move up to the senior tees. I said, I'm not doing that in front of all these former guys that I coached. I'm just not going to go to the senior tees, but I think I'm going to have to start doing that, guys.
Well, we got a heck of a game for your birthday, Kevin. Purdue 6-rated coming to Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes tonight. Like we talked about earlier, big matchup for both teams. Purdue already with 3 losses as far as the Big Ten, and we're not even to the end of the month of January. They were the favorites coming in. And then for Iowa, a chance to get a big-time quad one win and really solidify their NCAA portfolio.
Yes, interesting. When you look at the Big Ten standings, there's almost that line of demarcation starting to appear. Big game for Iowa because they don't want to get caught in the bottom of that, below that tier. And I heard you guys say, a 20 net, but the Hawks still need that signature win, that wow-me win. They don't have that in that quad 1 and 2, which we're going to talk about more in the next 5 weeks as you get ready for NCAA seedings. Hawks 0-4 in quad 1, but they're 4-5 overall, which puts them in a good spot between those quad 1 and quad 2s. But this is a game that would really get some national attention for the Hawkeyes. Plus, it'd be a nice birthday present for me.
Hey, Kevin, that first game in West Lafayette, a 7-point Purdue win. Keegan Murray didn't play. And on the Purdue side, Mason Gillis didn't play. Played 15, 18 minutes, something like that. How about those two guys and the fact that they're playing tonight? How do you factor that in?
I think Gillis is huge for Purdue. Because if you look what he's doing in the Big Ten play, he's shooting 53% from outside the arc. And with the Hawkeyes, I think that'll be huge, especially in transition. Yeah, and here's what really concerns me, Mark, because if you read the comments of Matt Painter after that Purdue win over the Hawkeyes, he said, Iowa was tougher than us. They played harder than us. So you know that's the message he's given the Boilermakers as they come into Iowa City. They're going to be ready for this game. So can the Hawks, I think you guys made a good point here, you can't get down early if you're the Hawks. They have to come out of the gate fast in this one. They have to control the tempo because we know if the Hawks play fast, that's where they're at their best. And it will take the bigs of Purdue out of this game if they can get this thing into an up-and-down, fast-paced game. Because I think what we've seen in the past is the issue with Purdue has been their guard play, their ability to handle pressure. So all that's kind of in favor of Iowa. And plus, throw Keegan Murray in the mix, man. That's a big plus for the Hawkeyes.
It is. And matchups are going to be interesting tonight. I think we're going to see a gun delay in there. He played well against Purdue the first time. Who knows? Could see Mulvey get a couple minutes in there as well. But I think Gillis is going to be the guy mainly that's going to probably pick up Keegan Murray in this game coming up tonight. So he's going to be a big timer. Stefanovic has been shooting it well for Purdue as of late, and if he shoots it well tonight, that's just going to open things up more for Williams and Edie.
Yeah, that's the problem. If the Purdue guard get going, Stefanovic hit 6 threes against Northwestern. He's 6 of 10. But you know what else the other concern there, Mark and Scott, is when Iowa presses, one of the problems with pressure is when you come out of that pressure, there's that little brief point where you're trying to match up to guys. And if you got 3-point shooters that can knock those in that brief point where you're trying to find matchups, that can really hurt the press. So with Gillis able to shoot it, Stefanovic able to shoot it, if they have the free reign to fire that up in the press, which you kind of have to do because if you don't, I will just keep on pressing. So look for those guys that take some open threes in transition, come out of Iowa's pressure. This is going to, you know, this is a classic great matchup in the Big Ten because you got that big front line of Purdue and you've got that speed of Iowa with the length and the great ball handling of Iowa. Iowa does not shoot the ball very well from the 3-point line, but they make up for it because they just don't turn the basketball over. It was the best in the country.
Kevin, it wasn't long ago we were ready to hand Purdue a Final Four berth, and that may still come to fruition. But this is a team that has lost 3 Big Ten games, albeit 3 close ones. So where is Purdue vulnerable?
Well, I think it's the backcourt, but I think you're seeing that backcourt evolve, as we just mentioned. Stefanovic coming on for him, playing well. They got to get good play out of Isaiah Thompson in the backcourt, too. But think about this, guys. You know, the bigs now in college basketball are kind of a dinosaur, and they've got Edie and Travion Williams. They don't play them together because you can't anymore in college basketball. You got to have a four-man that's going to spread the court. So when you talk about this being a Final Four team, you know, on paper they look that, but you wonder about how the game has changed so much that if a team built like this can make it as a Final Four team. I guess the other question that we haven't even addressed, guys, is Jaden Ivey going to play or not?
Yeah.
Do we know? Is that still a game-time decision?
My guess is that he goes tonight. I think he didn't go on over the weekend, so he could play tonight. That just my gut.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one, Scott. I think he didn't play against Northwestern. Probably didn't need him in that one, and then he'll be ready to go tonight. That's another problem because of his ability to take great speed with the basketball against Iowa's pressure. Another great matchup we'll be able to watch tonight.
Iowa wins if?
If they can turn Purdue over. At West Lafayette, I think it was 17 turnovers. I'm looking at the sheet here. Yeah, 17 turnovers. The Hawks forced. And they got 20 points off those turnovers, Mark. Just 8 for Purdue. That's going to have to be Iowa's game. They have to turn over Purdue because we know the Hawks are going to be really scared with the basketball. It's going to give them what I always use now. They get more bites at the apple. That's going to be huge in this game. More possessions. But the counter to that, you got to keep Purdue off the glass. Those are two big things. Can you turn over the Boilermakers, and can you keep them off the offensive glass?
How surprised were you Illinois beat Michigan State without Coburn and Curbelo?
Shocked. I was shocked at that one because they had completely changed the way they play without Coburn. Because, I mean, that is the biggest human being on earth in the middle of that lane. Now, you have to change what you do not only offensively, But defensively, that one really got me. I thought that was a great coaching job by Brad Underwood to win that game.
How big a win last night for Iowa State in Stillwater?
Oh, Mark, huge. Huge, because this team, you know, the loss at TCU was really painful for them. And to get this win, got them back, a road win, because now you got Missouri coming up in an SEC challenge game. I think for confidence alone, it was so huge. And they knocked in 12 threes because they had been really struggling to shoot the basketball. We talked about the Cyclones' liabilities at the offensive end. And here's the amazing thing. They hit 12 threes, and Kalster goes 0 for 6. So if you take him out, they're 12 for 22 on the three if you take out Gabe Kalster's 0 for 6. But, yeah, it was big. And Duke got that out in overtime. It was really huge for the Cyclones.
Caleb Grill, you know what you're going to get. Brockington's going to get his. Tyrese Hunter has been getting better and better seemingly every game. But it's, Iowa State needs that third guy, and they got it last night with five threes off the bench from Caleb Grill.
Well, you know what else happened in that game, Scott, was George Condit came back to life. We thought he was dead and buried. 10 points, 8 rebounds from him. He's 4 for 4 from the field. That was huge for the Cyclones. And he also gets 3 offensive rebounds because they haven't had much in the middle this whole season. They need Condit to continue on that type of track here for the rest of the season. And Grill to keep making threes because he's huge for them also.
Yeah, and you mentioned Missouri coming up, but then Kansas at home next Tuesday, then at Texas and at West Virginia. So that showed just how big it was to get a win last night for Iowa State.
Well, did you see what Missouri took?
Yep.
They took number one ranked Auburn right down to the wire. So there's a little motivational factor for the Cyclones if they're going to look by this Missouri team.
Before we get into you and I and Drake, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about the addition of Illinois-Chicago as the 12th member of the Missouri Valley and what it means from a basketball standpoint. UIC not very good right now, towards the bottom of the Horizon League. But what do you think when it does come into the league?
But they have been good in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, they were good under, who was the coach? It would be Bruce Pearl's best friend. I think they exchanged Christmas cards.
I know you're talking about, and I can't think of his name either.
I just had it written down here. I can see his face. But they had a little, nice little run under him where they went to three NCAAs in 98, 02, and 04. And I'm not sure why. Oh, here it is. Jimmy Collins.
Thank you. Thank you. How can we forget Jimmy Collins?
How can we forget Deion Thomas?
There you go. But they do have a little history there with Jimmy Collins. But and now Luke Yoklich has taken over. Remember, he was with Michigan. He was the defensive guru for them with Beilein when they went to the Final Four. So, and he got to start at Illinois State. But, you know, guys, I think it keeps the Valley in the Chicago market, which is big for them. And remember when Loyola came in, they didn't have a lot of history. They had the 63 national championship, but they had struggled in basketball. And then kind of gave them a shot in the arm with the Valley. I'm not sure. Maybe it was hiring Porter Mosier, putting more money in the program. But I think UIC is one of those, maybe along that Loyola line, where you can a little more exposure that this might be a program that is on the uprise, which you need. I think the addition of Belmont and Murray State were no-brainers. Here's a question, guys. I'm wondering if the Valley will go to a 20-game schedule now that they have 12 teams in this Valley League.
I think you almost have to because you have so much trouble as a mid-major now getting quality non-conference games.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. I'd like to see it happen. I think with Belmont and Murray State, they're going to replace. They got high nets now, and I think they will continue to. I'd give you the Illinois-Chicago net, but it's way down there, 296.
Yeah.
Belmont's at 39 this week, and Murray State has gone directly the other way. They're at 30 net. So that's what the Valley, ever since Murray, Wichita State and Creighton left, that's what they've been fighting, because I heard your listeners say it should be a two-bid league. Well, they've got to get those nets back up there where they can – like Loyola coming into Drake, that's going to be a quad one win for Drake. They need more of those in the Valley because they can't schedule Iowa and Iowa State anymore if you're these in-state schools, and no one else is getting it done either. So somehow you got to find some quad one and quad two games.
Yeah, and I did not know Illinois-Chicago was the second biggest school in Illinois, so I learned something over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I think it was a commuter school. Scott, back when I was at Northern Iowa, the old MidCon, we played UIC, and here's the kind of funny thing about the Valley now. There's four former MidCon schools now in the Valley. Missouri State joined in 91, and you and I went in 92. Valpo was an old MidCon school. UIC was a MidCon school. So four of the 12 now are from that original league, the Mid-Continent that Northern Iowa was back in when they left Division II and went to Division
I. Yeah. You get two games, Mo Valley games this weekend. You get Drake and UNI.
Yeah, I'm here at my birthday cramming because, you know, back-to-back games are tough. And Illinois State at Northern Iowa, dangerous Illinois State team. We saw it last night against Drake. They can really score the basketball. They play a little bit crazy, and those teams scare you at times. Remember, they were down 20 at Wisconsin, came back and put that game into overtime, tied it up. And then a big one is going to be Loyola at Drake on Sunday because, once again, you talk about quad one opportunities. That's what Drake has against this Loyola team. And Loyola, they got some kinks in the armor because they lost at home to Missouri State.
Yep, they did. They did. Drake, I think they need to beat Loyola once, at least, to even think about perhaps, because Drake's going to win 20 this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But they got to get the net higher. They got to get a lot of things, and I think they got to get that win over Loyola. If not this first time around, then the second time around.
Well, if they got two, that would really help them. If you're looking at large bid, but look what they've done now on the road in the Valley. They have won two times. 60-59 at Evansville and at Southern Illinois. Same score. And then they won the last two in overtime at Northern Iowa and last night at Illinois State. This team, they've been really good on the road. And I tell you, Darren DeVries, the coaching job he did at Northern Iowa, where he started trapping that ball screen late in the game and just shut off the water of Northern Iowa. He's done that time and time again. I think he's one of the great young coaching minds in the country. And I hope Drake can keep him around.
Chris Mack out at Louisville. Kevin, one of the names being mentioned is Steve Forbes, the former Lone Tree player. I don't know if he's close to a top candidate, but is Louisville still a pretty good job?
I think with the great history and tradition it has and the fan base demands that you win, Forbes has done an outstanding job at Wake Forest in just 2 years. Remember, he took the job during that COVID, right when COVID hit. And just think about that. In 2 years, he's been able to put together a team that's really competing in the top half of the ACC. I think you're going to see Steve Forbes get mentioned for a lot of jobs. And he's got a guy he's a guy that the grass isn't growing at his feet. If you look at his history, he's been a lot of places. But, I still think Louisville, national championships on the resume in the ACC, this is a really, really not a blue blood job, but it's right the next tier below it.
Yeah, well, and the fan base looks down at the court and sees Denny Crum Court, and that's playing a lot into it here. Hey, before we let you go, best league that nobody knows about has to be the Mountain West. Mountain West could get five teams in the NCAA tournament this year.
That's a great observation, Scott, because I had Colorado State down the Virgin Islands. That team is really good, and they got drilled by San Diego State. Wyoming is a team that Northern Iowa played in Hawaii. I think they lost by one or two. And Wyoming's a tough place to recruit to. They've had some down years, so I'm not sure the coaches there, but they've certainly brought them back. And Boise State, another team that's really good in the Mountain West. So, you know, you just have that Missouri Valley Mountain West challenge, and the Mountain West kind of thought they snubbed their nose in the Valley and said they were too good to play that anymore. And they kept getting beat in the Challenge Series. So the Valley kind of looks at the and here's another thing about the Mountain West. If you look at the mid-major teams, they refuse to enter themselves in the mid-major poll. Mountain West will not participate in the mid-major polls.
No.
But Gonzaga does.
True. West Coast, very good league this year as well. Kevin, enjoy your birthday, and we'll look forward to watching and listening to you coming up with you and I and Drake this weekend.
Thanks, guys, and yeah, looking forward to this Iowa-Purdue game tonight. That's going to be a good one.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joins us each Thursday for our Off the Glass segment, brought to you by Chris Lehman, Coldwell Banker real estate professional. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas, online at shootershomes.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Bowling Night in America wrap-up after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team got the win over Waterloo West at home Tuesday night. The number 2 ranked Saints topped the Wahawks 74-70. Junior Aiden Yamolkowski paced the team with 30 points. The Xavier girls basketball team fell to Waterloo West in their road game Tuesday night 69-47. Both teams will face Iowa City West for a doubleheader in the Ron Thillen Gym tomorrow night. The boys and girls bowling teams are both taking part in Valley Divisionals today at Cherry Lanes in Dubuque. And the Xavier wrestling team participated in the Bean City Duels at City High in Iowa City over the weekend. This Saturday, the team is back on the mat for an MVC meet at Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
It's time to join the club. On select days, if you bet $25 on that week's highlighted sport, Elite Sportsbook will give you an easy $5 free bet back. With a total of $65 up for grabs in January. Plus, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. And it was Bowling Night in America last night. And with this update, brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Team good, Scott bad. Again.
I wasn't going to reveal your score, but it was kind of treading water night for the Rusty Nails. We did manage a 16-14 victory over New Image after a bad start. Dropped us to fourth place in the Adult Evergreen League. Four games behind Barry's Lanes. What happens next week? Well, it's position night. And we draw third place Barry's Lanes, which thumped us 26-4 only a week or two ago.
We'll try to do better next week.
Better.
Maybe we need some motivation. Maybe I need some motivation. I don't know. Who bowled a lot better than I did last night?
Kirby Gouge swept High Game and High Series in the Evergreen League. 280 and 751 for Kirby. Got to give a shout out to Jason Cole of the Rusty Nails, the Wiley left-hander, all-stater out of Prairie. Fifth highest series in the league at 702. Way to go, J. Cole.
I should buy him dinner. J. Cole, you did good last night. No doubt about that. And, yeah, position night, money up for grabs next week. And if you'd like to get some information about open bowling, the pro shop, which I probably need to visit, go ahead and give them all the details on that, Mark.
Website, MayCityBowlCR.com, or give them a quick call, 362-0136.
There you go. There you go. And congratulations to Z102.9's Mitch, who took me to the cleaners 3-0 last night. Part-timer on Z. By the way, big kudos to John Campbell, our friend from Channel 9. Ran a piece about the Kennedy-Lindmar game from 1984 on the news last night on the sports. Good to revisit that last night. The only high school game played at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's probably up on their website if you'd like to revisit that. All right, Mark, we'll have the pick six coming up tomorrow. We'll take a look back at Iowa and Purdue as well tomorrow. Have a good night.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night, everybody.
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM.